This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I want to be prudent here. I want to make sure that we do this in the appropriate way.
We're going to ask them because that's our job.
I understand, and my job is to answer your questions. So here we go. Let's go.
We ask this is because on like day two of this administration, when he swore all of you in, the president said, quote, "I'm going to make mistakes. When I make them, I'll acknowledge them, and I'll tell you, and I'll need your help to help me correct them." So you're the one here talking to us about this. That's why we're asking you. So let's just remember that.
We don't need to have this. We work very well together. We don't need to have this kind of confrontation. Ask your question, and I will answer them the best that I can.
Part of the reason we're laying that out is because you're laying out your part of the job.
I know, but I'm just saying that we don't need to have contentious. You don't need to be contentious with me here.
The president was asked yesterday, but did not answer this part of the question. Why didn't he or someone in the White House inform the American people when these documents were discovered on November 2nd? They didn't have anything to do, because people are asking this part of it. They didn't have anything to do with the fact that the election was just a few days away.
Again, Ed, this is under review by the Department of Justice. It is literally under review right now. As I am talking to you, it is under review. So I'm not going to get beyond the process. I'm not going to get beyond what the president said.
The Biden administration rightfully taking heat over this classified information thing. And let us just remind everybody what Joe Biden said about classified information.
When you saw the photograph of the top secret documents laid out on the floor at Mar-a-Lago, what did you think to yourself looking at that image?
How that could possibly happen? How anyone could be that irresponsible? And I thought, what data was in there that may compromise sources and methods? And by that I mean names of people who helped, or et cetera. And it's just totally irresponsible.
Leftists have an interesting double standard, don't they? Joe Biden didn't want to comment about his, what do you call it, irresponsibility. It's totally irresponsible. And by the way, not one trove of documents. It turns out there were two troves of documents. Who knows? This is like Hunter's laptop. These Bidens don't know where they leave stuff after they finish with prostitutes. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. How could you be a Democrat? Look at what's going on. Is there a more clear picture of you, of them overstepping? And just so we're clear, Joe Biden was a vice president when he stole these documents that probably has China information, or he's given to the Chinese. And the reason why I put it that way is because that's what they said of Trump. They said he stole the documents when they raided Mar-a-Lago. Look, I don't have a dog in a fight with Donald Trump. But here's what I'll tell you. The double standard's clear. When it comes to conservatives or a president who did his job, and they want to go after him, and they want to make sure that they kill his martyr, they hang him in effigy, well, then they raid his compound and they tell you that he stole documents, and they link it to the Russians and the Ukrainians and the Chinese. When it comes to Biden, who cannot declassify documents as a vice president, when they find them on him one place, they start covering. When they find a second place, they cover even more. When they ask him directly, what about the very comment you made about the guy that you said it was totally irresponsible? Is it irresponsible for you? Can you just answer the question? And he can't. And then they ask his press secretary, here are the rules that he said he was going to live by. If he made a mistake, he'd own up to it. They give him the opportunity. They literally put it on a tee ball and say, go ahead, Joe, hit it. And you know what he does? He whiffs. Because that's what leftism does. It whiffs. Not some of the time. All the time. Leftism is a lie. A big fat lie. They apply it how they want. The rules change depending upon who it is. Even the leftists see this double standard, and as they make up excuse after excuse, all I can hope is that people are paying attention and going, you know what? They're nothing but liars. Here's Biden, speaking of which, and we're going to come back to this in a second, to the subject of the documents. But here's Joe Biden talking about his wanting to play in the NFL.
I thought maybe I could make him the pros, but look what happened. I was foolish enough to ask Floyd Little whether he could get his, he was a friend of mine in Syracuse, if he could get his agent to see if I could walk on. You know, 50, every year they allow 50 folks to walk on. Well, guess what? He said, he came back to me laughing. He said, my agent said they're afraid if they let you walk on, they'd have to just carry you off.
Well, just as Joe was delusional about playing in the NFL, if indeed that happened, and it probably did, because Joe Biden always overthinks himself. I'm bigger, I'm better. My word is a Biden. I'm a Biden, man. Bidens, we could do anything, even when we're on crack. We could father babies out of wedlock and not take care of them easily, man. Just promise you. Yeah. You see my hairy legs? What an embarrassment. Ugh, God, this is the guy that this nation has to call a president. Anyway, he had as much chance of being president legitimately as he did making it in the NFL. And you know why he couldn't make it in the NFL? Because you can't cheat. You got to get out there. You got to take the hits. And you know what his buddy told him? You got no shot. You know what Obama told him? You got no legitimate shot. Give Joe a problem, he'll figure out a way to F it up. Essentially, I'm paraphrasing Barack Obama, but that's what he said of Biden. Nobody in their right mind believes that Joe Biden won the election. And I know I'm a broken record, but I'm making the bigger point that he's a liar. He's a liar on his classified documents. Look at what he said when Trump did his, and by the way, Donald Trump was president and he could declassify anything. How do you raid a president when you know he has the ability to say it's declassified? But they did it. And you know, it's a moot point because most people taking stuff from the White House, even Barack Obama, if they wanted to find classified materials, I guarantee you they could find it if they raided Barack Obama. You think they're going to ever raid that Negro? You think they would like the optics of that? Folks, as you hear these people talk about Trump, understand the witch hunt that's going on here, because it's a witch hunt against you. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I want to be prudent here. I want to make sure that we do this in appropriate way.
We're going to ask them, because that's our job.
I understand, and my job is to answer your questions, so here we go. Let's go.
We ask this is because on, like, day two of this administration, when he swore all of you in, the president said, quote, I'm going to make mistakes. When I make them, I'll acknowledge them, and I'll tell you, and I'll need your help to help me correct them. So you're the one here talking to us about this. That's why we're asking you. So let's just remember that.
We don't need to have this. We work very well together. We don't need to have this kind of confrontation. Ask your question, and I will answer them the best that I can.
Part of the reason we're laying that out is because you're laying out your part of the job.
I know, but I'm just saying that we don't need to have contention. You don't need to be contentious with me here, Ed.
The president was asked yesterday, but did not answer this part of the question. Why didn't he or someone in the White House inform the American people when these documents were discovered on November 2nd? They didn't have anything to do, because people are asking this part, did it have anything to do with the fact
fact that the election was just a few days away.
Again, Ed, this is under review by the Department of Justice. It is literally under review right now. As we are, as I am talking to you, it is under review. So I'm not going to get beyond the process. I'm not going to get beyond what the president said.
So Joe Biden's press secretary, old Jean-Pierre, got a little testy when a reporter started asking about this. And let me tell you, the Democrats find themselves in a rock and a hard place. Was a special counsel finally done on this thing? It should have been. But here's my question. What did Biden take? What's in those classified documents? Because you got to remember, we got a crackhead son and the big guy taking stuff out. This is when they had started setting up their little family fiefdom. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. With all his problems and Hunter's business dealings, the DOJ has to take a look at this. And look, we all know that the DOJ is in the can for the Democrats. So what are they going to do? They're going to just rubber stamp it. And as I mentioned before, I don't really care. I don't know what Biden took. I will put it to you this way. I certainly don't care what Trump took. I'd be much more skeptical, pardon me, of what Biden took, because it's a family of thieves and crooks. But here's, I want to show you to what degree these people will come to battle. This is Joy Behar talking about the two different people taking the documents. And as you listen to this, I'm going to tell you something. Leftism 101 is going to kick in. I don't have to coach you and tell you what to listen for. You'll already know and you'll hear it. Here's a clip.
Really, I think that what you just said is right, that there are differences in what happened.
Yes, but the evidence is not good.
Well, we all know that Trump is a liar and a thief, you know? We know that. So it's not that big a jump to say that he obstructed and he lied. We don't think that Biden is a liar and a thief, so we give him the benefit of the doubt. That's partly what's going on. But what I think also is going on, no matter what the truth of it is, Whoopi, they will spin it, Bubblehead and Marjorie Taylor and that crowd, Matt Gaetz. You think they're not going to spin this, that it's just as bad as Trump? The lying has been so invasive, so ubiquitous, that no one will believe the truth anymore. And that you can put that at the feet of Donald Trump, who started the lying.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys. And so he's up on the board, wouldn't listen to me. I said, hey, Esther, you, off the board, or I'll come up and drag you off. Well, he came off, and he said, I'll meet you outside.
Jenning lead in a New York Times profile of Joe Biden's 1988 presidential campaign, the first time he ran for president. He lied to voters, according to the New York Times, quoting aides of Biden's, about having marched in the civil rights movement. This is Biden making this false claim in 1987.
When I marched in the civil rights movement, I did not march with a 12-point program. I marched with tens of thousands of others to change attitudes.
And the New York Times reports, quote, more than once, advisors had gently reminded Mr. Biden of the problem with this formulation. He had not actually marched during the civil rights movement. And more than once, Mr. Biden assured them that he understood and kept telling the story.
The new questions stem from taped remarks of Biden during an April campaign appearance in New Hampshire.
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class to have a full academic scholarship. Went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only needed 123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not 3.
Joe Biden ranked 76th in a class of 85 at the University of Syracuse Law School. I mean, this guy comes off this whole thing as a flyweight.
Now Biden says Newsweek is right.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. That's a tiny fraction of the lies. And yet, what did Joy Behar say? Trump is a liar and a thief. They've looked at his his tax returns. They've looked at this man in every way. Can't prove a single lie. Certainly hasn't stolen anything. But they give Joe Biden the benefit of the doubt and then say, we will spin it. Then say, we're invasive liars, and we lie so much that we've done it to where nobody believes the real truth. This is what came out of that woman's mouth. Now, do I really need to go into detail and tell you, what is the number one rule of leftism? They tell you who they are by what they accuse you of being. And then, I mean, I did it. I played you the litany of lies. And by the way, there was Sam Donaldson and all these political people who at the time apparently didn't like Joe Biden telling you the truth about it. And as I said, this is a tiny fraction. What is this man? I dare a leftist to tell me, what has Joe Biden told you the truth about? Give me something. Joe Biden lied about the Inflation Reduction Act. He's lied about the true election results. He's lied about J6. He's lied about his foreign policy. Everything Joe Biden's either lying or he's doing something that is anti-American. And it's not even behind your back. Joe Biden's not competent enough to be president. He won't take a cognitive test because his lies really show you just how bad his brain is, and they don't want you to know. As if they can hide it. They let Biden walk around in plain sight, knowing that he is mentally incapacitated and he's adult. Shall we ask the obvious? If Trump had a crackhead son and they discovered two treasure troves of classified information, what would the media be saying and what would other leftists be doing? You think they'd be looking to invoke the 25th Amendment or figure out impeach him at the very least? They'd be, I don't know if they'd do the 25th Amendment, but they'd certainly be looking to impeach him. Interestingly, Democrats cry foul as we question why Biden had the documents, but the same people cheered when Trump got raided.
Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA News update. Tales of terror and survival emerging from yesterday's killer tornadoes in the deep south. Selma, Alabama resident Amber Johnson climbed into her tub with her son.
I moved some covers to the bathtub and grabbed some stuffed animals for the baby, and we were playing on my phone, and I heard a noise, and I just picked him up and leaned over him and told him to hold on to mommy.
At least 9 people were killed by twisters. Two more big storms bearing down on California. A flood watch is up for the San Francisco Bay Area as the heaviest rains are expected tomorrow. Senate Democrats are asking Southwest Airlines for answers about the holiday system meltdown. They especially want to know how the airline's compensating passengers. Tesla is cutting prices on its electric vehicles by as much as 20%. Sales have plunged in the last few weeks. And the White House is calling on Congress to quickly raise the debt ceiling before the government runs out of money next week. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Yeah, I thought they did. Yes. Hey, welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. Talking to my producers during the break, and I said, I thought yesterday they talked about the special counsel being appointed. They were forced to do this. They had to. There was just, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, and it's so funny to me because Joe Biden goes on 60 Minutes and says, this is as horrible. How dare Donald Trump do this? Now, he didn't do it in one place, folks. He did it in two. I call it God's divine providence. And I was talking literally yesterday with somebody, and he was like, Kevin, you know, Donald Trump is just so loud in what he does. And I said, man, no offense, but how much can you be targeted? And how much can you be redeemed and you still are fighting for your political life? I mean, I said, I'm going to tell you right now, if you want to see a dude act a fool, I would be acting a stone cold fool right now if I was Donald Trump. Welcome again, folks. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. It reads, Attorney General Merrick Garland, this was yesterday, appointed former federal prosecutor Robert Hur as special counsel to investigate the discovery of classified government documents at his private home, at the private home and office of Joe Biden. Two locations. You know what Biden says in his handler? Well, he doesn't know how they got there. That's even worse. That's your excuse? That's what you're going to run on? Well, I don't know. I mean, okay, we've already said you're a brain-dead moron that doesn't know where you are at any given time. So now you've got who delivering your documents to your house? What else have you got? As he said, who knows what Donald Trump had and that stuff? Well, who knows what Joe Biden had? And who knows who had access to it? How much access did he give to that crackhead son of his or Dr. Jill or some aide? You know, look at all this money going to Ukraine. Is there some connection there? Oh, no, these documents, there's no harm, no foul. And here's what they... Her is authorized to investigate whether any person or entity violated the law in the connection with the matter, Garland said in the statement that he made after he made the appointment. Yeah, Joe Biden violated the law. He shouldn't have classified documents in his possession. Obama didn't declassify these documents, or they would be under the markings of unclassified. Donald Trump is the only guy here who can say, I didn't do anything, and yet, and look, I know this is retread, they raid the guy, but it's an affront. You know, this is so egregious that for them to act this quickly, you know how bad a shape they're in. I love it. Her served as U.S. Attorney for Maryland from 2018 to 2021. And get this, he was nominated by Donald Trump. Now, before you go getting all gleeful and go, ooh, Kevin, ooh, we got a homer and all this, and he's a Korean-born dude, I'm going to tell you right now, Democrats are already pressuring him, number one. And number two, don't be surprised. They picked this guy because they're going to say there's nothing he did, and they're going to let it go. Now, I don't know. I didn't even look up to see who they picked for Trump because I figure it's a lefty. It's a person who never should have even had a dog in the fight because Donald Trump hasn't done anything wrong. But you can bet that person is going to come back with, oh, boy, we got a lot of improprieties here. But her, who's a Republican, and they picked him for that reason, and then they probably intimidated his family. They got the DOJ to step in and say, oh, you were trying to bring your mother over, were you, Mr. Korean man? Well, maybe she won't get her visa. Who knows? I put nothing beyond these people. They said Garland's announcement, which cited extraordinary circumstances, came hours after Biden and his lawyers said that a second batch of classified. I'm sorry. It's just so funny because this is almost like Project Veritas. Joe Biden is Project Veritas and himself. Well, look, it was only one batch. Oh, there's a second batch. Don't be surprised if they find a third. And Hunter's going to be sitting back there giggling like, it was with my laptop. Wow. Get this. Second batch of classified documents found in the garage in his private home. They made that discovery on December the 20th. And here's the biggest question of all right now, at least. I mean, there's a ton of questions. But here's the biggest question of all. Why didn't you report it? Here's what they said. They said, no, the first batch that they found on November the 2nd before the election and said nothing. We immediately reported this to the Department of Justice and did this and blah, blah, blah in the archives. They did no such thing. And if they did, are they throwing the FBI under the bus? Is the FBI yet again not telling us this? Not telling us what's going on? And let me tell you, you've heard of the SCOTUS leaker, right? If we were talking about Donald Trump, you better know the media would have known immediately about this. The media would have been talking about this story. Donald Trump, classified documents found at Donald Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago and also his office. Oh, my goodness, it's grave. He was selling secrets. You know, he's indefinitely involved with the Russians. He said it is not known why lawyers for Biden waited more than a month to search for the government records and in the various other locations associated with Biden. So here's what they're telling you. They found this treasure trove of classified documents. They sat on it. Then they turned it over to the DOJ. And then you would think they'd say, you know what? We better go and look elsewhere. But they didn't. And so they bumped into yet another set of classified documents. He said the discovery of the first batch of documents, which was only publicly reported on Monday by media outlets and later confirmed by the White House. They haven't answered why the discovery was not disclosed when it occurred, which was 1 week before the November midterm congressional elections. Now, we all know why. The Bidens are hiding stuff, and they didn't want anybody to think, oh, my gosh, what's Joe Biden hiding? And then they knew it was going to be an immediate backlash on, okay, yet again, we proved that Trump was right. Vindicated? You feeling vindicated? I'm not. I don't feel vindicated for reporting what I already know. I already know that these people are look, I didn't know Biden had documents. But I feel vindicated in telling you that leave it to leftists to do exactly what you do and then try to pretend that no big deal, no harm, no foul. Well, I don't know what's going to come of this. And I would love to tell you this. I would love to tell you that I trust the government, and I don't think Joe Biden was up to anything bad. I think it was just he forgot or they misplaced him or whatever. I don't think it's that big of a deal. But you know what? I'd be lying. I think it's that big of a deal. I think Joe Biden would sell us out so fast. In fact, I don't think he would. I know he's done it. And that's what bothers me. And I think that's what the left is coming to rally because in deep in their hearts, I mean, look, Joy Behar saying Donald Trump is the one she doesn't like and that he can't be trusted, but Joe Biden can. Well, how ridiculous is that? It's insanity. Where's Jim Comey when you need him to tell you, well, we did find the classified documents, and he does have ties. He was making phone calls to Russia during that time, and, of course, to China. Air Force Two had taken Hunter to the Soviet Union or to Russia during this period, and he started getting fat checks from Russian oligarchs right about this time frame. But while we do have overwhelming evidence of guilt, we don't understand what the intent was. I can see Comey telling us. It's all about the intent. Well, he's got classified documents, but we don't understand. We may never know what his intent was. And because Trump is a liar and Joe Biden, well, he's a truth teller, we have to give him the benefit of the doubt on intent. Oh, well. It's no wonder to me why Democrats are leaving this party in droves. It's no wonder to me why the Florida Democratic chair quit, and we'll go into that detail here in just a second. I'm not surprised by any of this. And if you want to convince me that there was no red wave, you want to convince me that the Democrats went on the up and up, this is multiple times now that the Democrats had a chance to fess up to something. The FBI had a chance to fess up to something, and they didn't do it. The FBI sat on Hunter Biden's laptop. And if they got the data from Joe Biden when he said, they sat on this story too. What is the FBI a group of? Is there an acronym for sitting on your fat butt? Because they could sure use it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com.
MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Just real quick, the facts are unequivocally different in the Trump and the Biden case. That is a fact. Trump obstruction is the biggest issue, that he didn't willingly and voluntarily hand over these documents. Here's the problem in my mind.
Them off, huh?
He took them with him, but Biden, they found these in his garage in Wilmington, and he just laughed
not
it off.
Not that he had them in his garage. That's like me having exercise equipment in my garage.
But it's not going to happen.
But it's actually in his garage.
But really, it's taking them. But just just real quick, Donald Trump's whole argument in his defense hinges on former presidents have mishandled classified documents, mm-hmm. and as a former president, I have the right to declassify documents. Now, I disagree with both of those,
yeah.
but Joe Biden is building his defense for him. Like, I hate to say it, this is much harder
to argue
against
Trump. I've never seen a luckier person than Donald Trump. Just as we're this close to getting him, but you know how these documents appear.
But here's the thing, Biden is wrong to have done this. He's in office.
Well, let's find out what this is first. Now, again, one of the things that gets me crazy is before we know, it's already been spun a specific way. I don't want to see that. I want to see someone explain to me, A, how it's possible that after all this time, nobody knew this. Because to me, if you're missing classified information, I don't mean to laugh, but in my house, if stuff is missing, I know it is.
Does it feel like Oppo research to you? Does it feel like the Republicans are behind it?
It did originally, but I'm sorry, but not now. Because one of the things he's saying is that some of the locations where the docs may have been shipped in the transition taken and put. But still, somebody, how come the people who signed the documents out to them
But if you send a classified email in the White House or you're interacting, it's not always coming from one place. Not necessarily, but here's the problem. Is Trump is going to argue, I didn't bring these staff packs to the boxes.
Yeah. Well,
because that's what Biden is now saying.
Well, it may be true.
That was the hags over at The View essentially twisting themselves in the knots, trying to protect Biden and make Trump look bad. And Whoopi Goldberg goes on to say, that may be true, but Trump lied and he did this. And then I played a clip earlier of Joy Behar saying, but Trump is a liar. He's a liar. Well, you know the case. You know who the liar is. So now, I got to tell you, I love watching leftists twist themselves into the... And did you hear what... was it Behar who said, Trump has to be the luckiest guy. You know what's funny about his luck? Donald Trump's luck relies on, you ready, folks? The truth getting out. That's why he's so lucky. He's so lucky about Russian collusion. God, it's just amazing how they exonerated him. Because you find out that Hillary Clinton set the whole thing in motion and everybody else lied. Now, here's what you should be asking yourself. You should be asking yourself, how does the left get these stories, find out the truth, and how do they maintain the way they feel about this? How could you watch this and then go, well, no, this isn't a double standard. See, because Trump is a liar and Joe Biden isn't, when you know Joe Biden's a liar. Now, you may go, well, Kevin, I mean, they're just creating it. No, let me just stop you. Just stop. They know. And you know why they do it? You know why they continue with the nonsense? Because that's where that fat paycheck comes from. Those ladies, they're not ladies. Those lactating members, they know exactly what's happening, and they don't have the male genitalia to say, you know what, guys? We came down on Trump. They raided him. Nothing happened to Biden, and we don't have the guts to say it. And if I were on The View, I would just tell them, I'd say, you're all a bunch of hypocrites. The only one that came close was Alyssa Farage. She used to work for Trump. And she, well, that's going to give Trump ammunition, you know, because he's going to say, I didn't pack these boxes. Staffers did. Do you think Trump's packed his boxes? Be honest. And, oh, by the way, do you think that there were staffers that worked for Trump that were still Republican holdouts, you know, the Rhino holdouts? And do you think that maybe one of them dropped dime and said, hey, you know, you should raid him because he's got, you know, classified material? That is a more likely scenario than anything that they can come up with Biden. Because, you know, the likely scenario with Biden is he instructed somebody to take those files because they have something to do with, well, Russia, Ukraine, China, wherever else Hunter may have gone trying to get deals for the Biden family and the big guy. So what you watched or what you heard in that particular clip, and if you saw it, God bless you. I hope you didn't watch it live. But what you watched is a torturous leftist with their torturous explanation of how do we protect this lie? How do we save face after everything we've said about Donald Trump and everything else and what we've talked about with the people who support him? Second batch of documents recovered from the garage. These weren't even protected. They weren't even in a vault. They were in an interior part of the house. They were in a garage. And what they said is Trump had a bunch of documents, 1,100 documents or something like that. But you notice this. They haven't given you a number on Biden. Oh, no, what they described is a small number of documents were returned to the National Archives, and the Justice Department was alerted. That's what the special counsel to Biden had to say. Let me tell you right now, that is a lie. They sat on those documents, they didn't say a word, because they didn't want them leaked out. As if they had to worry about the FBI dropping dime on Joe Biden for what he did. The FBI was going to protect Biden no matter what. And here's what they went on to say, what the Republicans have said. They said his failure to return these vice presidential records, including highly classified documents, concerns the committee because Biden has compromised sources and methods with his own mishandling of classified documents, the same way his son Hunter has put this nation at risk. So, you know, what I love about this more than anything, I mean, look, again, I come back to, I don't know what's in these documents. Why did they mark them classified? Are they really highly classified? Are they highly sensitive? Knowing Biden, they are. But if they're not, if they're just sort of, well, you know, they shouldn't get out, but it isn't like spies are going to get killed and we've revealed the nations. Who knows? I don't know. But what I will tell you is this. He wasn't raided. They raided Trump. The optics are very different, and that's the part that I got to tell you I relish in. Because, see, let's say for the sake of discussion that either one of these guys, I don't know what's in Trump's files in Mar-a-Lago, I don't know what's in Biden's. If Donald Trump had stuff that could really hurt the nation in those documents, I would be upset about it. I wouldn't care if it was Trump. I'd say, you know what? It is careless. And if Joe Biden had stuff that just didn't turn out to be, you know, it was no big deal and it was just stuff that you file away, but it should have gone in the archive, I'd say, you know what? No harm, no foul. But the left are not going to do that. And another person said, the presence of classified information at the two locations could implicate Biden in mishandling, potential use and exposure of classified information. So now they're just sort of going, what does it mean, and all this other stuff. So they're jockeying to see whose narrative is going to get bought. One of the other GOP senators, a guy named Sauber, said, in light of the recent news regarding inappropriate storage of classified documents, they want Biden to provide transparency related to his archived records. Now, remember, they closed some of his records off. Now, what this article was about was all the things, the problems that this caused for Biden. And one of them, they said, is the Justice Department's awkward position. Because they've raided Trump. They didn't raid Biden. They're handling the situation so differently that anybody can see it. And again, they go into the number of documents. And another point they say that's a problem is it's giving a political debating point. Well, it should. But laughably, they say Biden ended 2022 with some late year victories, and this could interrupt his run for his second term in 2024. Let me tell you this. I said it once, I'll say it again. Biden will not be their candidate in 2024. Final point. Biden administration promised transparency. Well, except in you knowing who really won the election. And his transparency's taken a hit. Because he's not doing it. So is his credibility. Gotta tell you, I'm anxious to see how this one plays out.
Yeah. putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.